Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 57, Anime Episode 49. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 49?
The title of episode 49 was Zoro's New Swords and a Female Sergeant Major. And we pick up where we left off with Luffy in the main square, and he wants to climb the execution platform and see what Gold Roger saw before he died. And Captain Smoker is pursuing Luffy there. Although Smoker has 100 men that he could command, he insists that he can handle Luffy alone. And halfway up the tower, Luffy stops, and Smoker calls out to him and asks him if he is indeed Monkey D. Luffy. He is, and he says that he's going to be the Pirate King. Then you must fight me, Smoker says. You know, because if Luffy hopes to survive the Grand Line, then he's got to at least be able to beat Captain Smoker. So Luffy happily agrees to this and starts in with his Gomo Gomo No, but his rubber attack doesn't work because his feet get stuck in one of the metal joints on the tower. And Smoker now sees that Luffy is a rubber man, that he has the Devil's Fruit power. And Luffy pulls with all his might and he breaks free, launching Pistoru. But Smoker easily leaps clear of that, and he punches and kicks Luffy right into the tower, and Luffy collapses. And Smoker's pretty unimpressed. He didn't even have to use his own Devil's Fruit power against Luffy. So Smoker then is very unimpressed with Luffy and remembers being a kid in the square and watching how prideful and ambitious Gold Roger was as he was being led to the execution platform in his last moments. And Luffy's not, you know, even worthy of that. He's not worthy to be the Pirate King. He'll never make it to the Grand Line. So Luffy gets up, dusts himself off, and he smiles, and he says, well, how can I know if I don't try? And he attacks with a very spirited Gomo Gomo no Muchi. But his leg whip misses Smoker and twists around a fountain, and it hurls him high into the air. It hurls him out of the square. And meanwhile, on a city street, Sanji is professing his lustful admiration to the woman in the cowboy hat, but has a brief memory flash. Has he seen her before, maybe carrying a huge spiked club? And Usopp, we see, is still picking out purchases for his overstuffed backpack when we see Luffy hurtling overhead through the sky, and Sanji says, what the hell is he doing? And at the Gold Roger bar, mysterious cloaked figures lurk. A sleeping lion at the door is obviously Richie in disguise with a cloaked Mochi, while disguised Buggy and Kabaji consults playing cards inside the bar, and they're watched by that mystery woman in the cowboy hat. And they're all apparently laying in wait for Luffy, who flies overhead and crashes into another city square. And Luffy is not hurt, but he's very tired, and he promptly takes a nap right where he landed. Meanwhile, Zoro follows that girl with the sword that had defended herself so well. He follows her through the streets, and she doesn't trust him, but she tells him to follow her right into Marine headquarters. And inside, she gives Zoro a mop and a bucket and says if he works for the Marines, he'll never have to worry about money. Zoro refuses to mop a floor. That's beneath him. And the young woman thinks him very dishonorable and says so. And then another Marine comes up to collect the woman, calling her Sergeant Major. So, meanwhile, Nami strolls through town with a big sack over her shoulder, and she passes Marine headquarters and is shocked to see Zoro there. He's actually doing a little bit of cleaning and pouring out the mop bucket. And Nami decides to pretend that she did not see him. She doesn't know why he's there. Zoro is mopping, and he decides to do a three-sword style with three mops. and cleans the floor pretty well. He's pretty satisfied with the result. And he goes to a window and he spots the sergeant major training Marines in sword combat. And inside, two Marines come up behind Zorro and recognize him. And they want to arrest him. And Zorro knocks them both out with what I would say is three mop style. And the sergeant major runs in and Zorro is gone. But he has left money and a note on the back of an unconscious Marine. The note says, money for glasses, because, of course, he had broken her glasses in the previous episode. And so Zorro walks the streets. He can't get the sergeant major out of his head. She looks so much, way too much like Kuina. And she fights with swords so well. It's like, could it be? He thinks a good thing he'll probably never see her again. And Zorro enters a sword shop and he demands to pay 1,000 in cash for two swords. And the proprietor is not too excited about making a crappy low-end sale. But then he realizes that Zorro's katana is one of the famed Maito swords, a named blade. And the salesman tries to trick Zorro, offers him 200,000 for this beat-up old sword. And Zorro isn't selling it for any price, though the bid climbs increasingly until it gets up to 800,000. And then the sergeant major stops in to pick up a sword, and she's happy to run into Zorro again. And she seems to have not realized that it was he who knocked out her Marines. She's also not happy that he seems to have refused work, and she gives him his money back. She got new glasses anyway. Then she spots Zoro's sword and is shocked. Can it be? Can it be the Wadu Ichimonji, the straight path to harmony? And she marvels at the sharpened finish of the sword, the Sugaha. This is clearly one of the two great achievements of craftsmanship, the legendary Waza Mono 21. And the shopkeeper is pissed that she's told Zoro all this stuff, because he was trying to make the deal of his life, and he hurls her sword at her, and she catches it, but she stumbles again and falls into a rack of swords. This is the second time we've seen her just trip and stumble into something. Zoro is kind of being like Zoro and not tracking everything that's going on, but he goes to a bin to pick up two cheap swords, and the sergeant major talks to him as he rummages through them, and she mentions a bounty hunter named Roronoa, who is said to be a great swordsman, but she has no respect for wielding a sword for evil ends. And she pledges herself to one day sail the world and free all the Maito from the hands of scum. And Zoro playfully challenges her. Does that mean that she's going to take his sword from him? And she stammers that she doesn't talk about him. She just wants the Maito to not be in the hands of evil people. And Zoro finds a katana that interests him. Sergeant Major looks it up in her book, and it is the Sandai Kitetsu, the third demon splitter. The shopkeeper won't sell it for the huge price that she knows that it's worth. She knows that it's worth a great deal, but it's in this bargain bin. Why is that? And Zoro believes he knows, and Zoro says, it's cursed. And the shopkeeper reluctantly confirms that all the Kitetsu are cursed. All the swordsmen who used them came to tragic ends. The shopkeeper was trying to get rid of the damn thing. The sergeant major apologizes for intruding on the sale, but Zoro smiles. I like it. I'll take it. The shopkeeper protests. If Zoro dies, won't it be like he killed him? But the shopkeeper's wife suddenly appears and hits him on the head. Just sell it. And Zoro smiles again. My luck or the curse? Let's see which one is stronger. And Zoro flings the sword high into the air. It's flipping and flipping. And then he extends his left arm. It's a test. The sword flips down and down. Will it slice off his arm? No. It sticks in the floor, having rolled over Zoro's arm without leaving a scratch. And again, Zoro says, I'll take it. And the shopkeeper just falls on his butt, and the sergeant major falls to her knees. Oi, Zoro says, pick me out one more, will you? Wait, says the shopkeeper, and he runs, and he returns with a very impressive blade. This is one of the Ryuwaza Mono 50, the Yubashiri, or Snow Step. And Zoro reminds him that he came in to buy cheap swords. He can't afford that. But the shopkeeper is moved by the presence of a true swordsman, and he wants no money for either sword now. A katana chooses its master, he says, and he will pray for Zoro's good fortune. And Zoro walks away smiling. He now has three swords, and that feels best to him after all. And the shopkeeper's wife can't believe that he gave away their family heirloom. What's wrong with a man passing along his dream? Fine, take out the trash. The sergeant major can't even stand up. She's still so impressed by Zoro. And meanwhile, Luffy wakes up from his very nice nap. Well, back to the execution platform. While his cloaked pursuers sneak through the town searching for him, Luffy and Buggy actually back right into each other in their own version of an old Marx Brothers routine. And before Luffy runs away and Buggy screams, "Ah, that was Luffy!" And at the Marine headquarters, Smoker tells his men not to interrupt his pace. They're always coming in and getting all upset, and he wants to be cool and chill. Luffy won't hide. He'll show up again. The sergeant major runs in to see if she has missed anything. And he says, "Tashigi, where the hell have you been?" The two defeated Marines then enter, and they say that they were attacked by Roronoa Zoro. And Luffy runs through town as Smoker vows to catch him. And Luffy can't wait to see the last view Gold Roger saw before he died. To be continued.
Who is Captain Smoker?
So in the center of frame, we see Captain Smoker of the Marines. Smoker is known for smoking two cigars at the same time. And he actually does have some sort of devil's fruit power that seems to involve smoke. Captain Smoker has whitish hair. He's very physically fit. He wears jeans and boots and has a very distinctive white coat that has a bandolier of cigars. So apparently he could just keep smoking and smoking. And he also has a loop at the back of the shirt of the jacket to hold his sword and a very distinctive kanji running down the back.
Who is Richie the Lion?
The large character on the left is Richie the Lion. Here he is under some sort of disguise. He's not doing a very good job of disguising his identity because it's really obvious that it's Richie. But he is a big grayish lion with sort of a purplish pink mane of fur. And currently, he has the fur kind of done up in a couple of braids with a big gem in the center to act as his disguise.
Who is Sergeant Major Tashigi?
This is a young woman we have come to know as Tashigi. And Tashigi bears a striking resemblance to Zoro's childhood friend, Kuina. She has black hair. She's currently wearing a floral yellow and pink blouse, and she wears eyeglasses because she appears to need some eye assistance. And currently, she's holding one of her swords.
Who is Roronoa Zoro?
Here is Roronoa Zoro, the swordsman. He has just collected new swords, two new swords to complement his main sword. He has his green hair and his three earrings, so I guess he's doing three earring style, and his white shirt with the black and green armband and a green sash.
Who is Buggy the Clown?
This is Buggy the Clown in disguise. He is clearly from his clown face. You can tell that it's Buggy, but he is right now covering himself up in a cloak to try to disguise his identity. In addition to his red nose and red lips, he has green tattoos on his cheeks and chin, and he is wearing a gray cloak.
What was the setting in this episode?
Most of the episode took place in various parts of Loguetown. The main square where Gold Roger was executed, the Gold Roger bar, both exterior and interior, another square where Luffy fell and decided to take a nap, a street that our characters were walking down, where Usopp was shopping, and Zoro also entered a sword shop to find swords. We also saw the exterior and interior of the Marine base, the Marine headquarters in town, including Captain Smoker's office.
What were the special moves for this episode?
The named attacks were really mostly Luffy attacks. Luffy used Pistoru, Gomu Gomu no Pistoru, against Captain Smoker. That attack failed. Smoker responded by beating Luffy up a bit. And then Luffy also tried Gomu Gomu no Muji, but his leg whip also failed because it ended up missing Smoker and coiling around a fountain. And when it uncoiled, it threw him across the city.
Good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I am curious if the Sergeant Major is actually Kuina, or she just looks like her, or she's her ghost embodied in another person. And I'm also curious to see another fight between Luffy and Captain Smoker.
Very good. Indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 49. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!